With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Ches. We are continuing to learn about the laws of Tchum Shabbos. Beyond the city, one can only walk the 2,000 mil. Says Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin, that Ein Soimchen Ela Al Medidas Adam Mumcha, that we rely only on the measurement of an expert. We're speaking about a person that knows engineering, a person who's proficient in the measurement of land with all of the pratim that we are learning. He will determine exactly where the Tchum Shabbos goes till. They actually, in the times of Chazal, would have little markers, little posts that would be stuck into the ground at that boundary, and upon it we would have the words, Ad Kam Tchum Shabbos. Until here is the Tchum Shabbos. So people, when they walked out of the city, they pushed so until where you can walk. Now the Rambam says something very interesting. That Hoyulanu Tchum Shabbos Muchzakim. If you have a city, and there's already an established Tchum, you have these posts in the ground. Ubam Mumcha Umadat. And now comes along a expert, and he measures again. And what happens? Riba Batchum Ehen Umiyet Batchum. In some areas, he actually increases the limit. In other words, you can walk even further. But in other areas around the city, his new measurement diminishes what the established limit. So what do we do? So the Rambam says something interesting. That shoymin loy batchum shariba, that we only rely on the ruling of the expert in the areas where he increased the limit. In the areas where he's actually diminishing the limit, we don't adhere to, we don't listen to, we don't rely on this new measurement. Now, really, in the Gemara, in Erev and Daf Nun Tes, which is the Mishnah, and the Gemara that discusses these dinim, there the Mishnah says that if an expert comes, then we have to follow the new measurement of the expert, whether he is adding, whether he is diminishing. However, as the commentators point out, that the Mishnah is speaking about a city that did not have an expert measure prior. It was people assumed it was until a certain point. And now we have the first time that a mumcha is measuring. Here you have to follow the mumcha, even if he's bringing about a stringency. The Rambam, so explains many commentators, is referring to a scenario where the measurement that we had until now, the established tchum, was also done originally by another expert. So here you have a machloikis of experts. So here the Rambam says that you have the right halachically to always follow the lenient opinion. Now this concept of you getting an opinion by two experts and what should be done, like in our case, we are not saying that you need to have a third expert and follow the majority. Just to make an analogy, this is consistent with the shita of our Rebbe, and I'm jumping me'inyan le'inyan to medical issues. What happens if a person gets two medical opinions that are opposite or different one than the other? So we have many letters of the Rebbe written on this. I'm quoting here from Igeres Kodesh, Chelek Yud, on Daf Kuf Ayin, letter Gimel Kuf Lamed Dalid. There the Rebbe is writing to a person that got a certain medical opinion, and the person was in doubt whether they should listen to it or not. And the Rebbe is writing to this person that they should get a second, again, professional opinion. Roifa, Roifa, and I, says the Rebbe, what will happen if they will not be the same? So the Rebbe gives various solutions to that, one of which is, I'm reading inside the letter, that b'inyanim, that asher b'inyanim, k'may elu, leiv yoideya. The Rebbe doesn't write that you always have to go to a third doctor and then follow the Roif, then follow the majority. The Rebbe writes that since you have two expert opinions, you can follow your heart as to which one you want to listen to. Umeinyan leinyan, coming back over here. We don't say that if there are two experts, as the commentators explain in this halacha, then let's say we have to bring in a third expert, or we have to measure it again to have at least a majority. No. Each one is valid, and being that Tchumen is midrabanan, then we always get to choose the lenient opinion, allowing us to walk more rather than less.